This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. One of the individuals responsible for helping start the Conservation Reserve Program all those years ago in the 85 Farm Bill says now he wishes he hadn't. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Through the years since its inception, the CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, has had a whole slew of defenders. Yes, people in agriculture, and then Pheasants Forever, and the various wildlife groups, they've all lined up time after time to keep the CRP. Well, one of the architects of that federal program that compensates producers to plant cropland with trees or grasses says that subsidy is his, quote, biggest professional regret for the way it has distorted markets, specifically for timber in the South. Because trees planted in the late 1980s and early 1990s with the help of the Conservation Reserve Program are now ready to harvest and they are flooding the market. It's adding to the glut and it's depressing the prices for the southern yellow pine. Mike Gunn is the gentleman who's now making noise about how he wishes there hadn't been a CRP. He said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal that he led the efforts to include the Conservation Reserve Program in the 1985 Farm Bill. He was working then as the legislative director for the Soil Conservation Service. And that program has started saving land over the years. It has conserved our topsoil. It has played an important role in conservation. But according to Mike Gunn, what was meant to be only a temporary reset turned into what he called a boondoggle. Gunn says, like everything else in government that starts out with honorable intent, the CRP, now again his words, gained entrenched political support, then turned into a crony capitalist welfare system for well-heeled farmers. Again, that's Mike Gunn making the allegation. I'll be back after this.